I actually came across.
What do these boxes look like, by the way? I have this on the...
Little handheld boxes. Yeah. The size is litmus test. Yeah, he says basically the same things I said. Said the litmus test I alluded to indicates that our society is saturated by a great pollution called homophobia, which falls upon everyone, human and non-human alike, much the same as acid rain. For some people, spirits are tarnished to the core. Maybe, but I think, you know, I think we're on the same wavelength. I see, I was just ahead of the time. More people are beginning to speak out like I have on the same issues.
How long have you been...
Look at this. Openly gay in the country, this symbol says gay pride. I've heard about redhead queers.
Where is this
picking up
from?
The dust.
Where is this from?
I found it in the bathroom.
Is this bathroom?
Yeah. And it's called, I listen to the magazine, it's called Vice Art and Entertainment News Magazine.
There's only
a lovely guy in the front.
There's only people who have been using the bathroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom. And what is this calendar?
It's a fake calendar. It's backwards and Duncan put it together.
How long have you been doing this?
Couple, 10 years.
Oh, nice.
I'll show you Ace backwards and pictures. I interviewed Duncan on my... This Duncan right here. He runs the booth, doesn't
it? Of course, I've seen
him
here.
Yeah, to stand in front of Cody. And here's Ace backwards.
Yeah, let's see if I've seen this guy. Let's see if I've seen this guy.
Yeah,
no, I'm not
sure. He's the one who does Twitter images.
I'm not sure.
Now, this artwork here is done by a guy named Blue who committed suicide 3 months ago. Really cute stuff. He does clever stuff.
How old is this guy?
Oh, about 36 or so.
Had he been there or what?
He's just obsessed on the meaninglessness of life. And
well, you all could be that.
Well, some people are obsessed with how it kills them. He's just someone who should not have been exposed to atheism. And existentialism. Some people can't handle it.
Well, look at Duncan. He looks racist forever.
Doesn't he?
And he's all around.
Yeah. So these are guys we're talking to about adding gay presence to the mix, because they do a job of representing everybody, but they fall up and there's no gay people. I said, man, there's this gay homeless out there. And I said, this is nice to women, but you know, our society allows two straight women to be like this. That doesn't necessarily mean gay. I said, I challenge you in your next calendar to include two gay guys and say, or two gay women, say, homeless, gay, and proud.
You mean good side isn't? Oh, that's a woman.
Well, he said there's someone who's gay that was a picture was taken, but how do you know this gay? They don't say he's gay or anything. See,
well,
no.
Fatty is also saying boycott Telegraph business is upset about.
I have no idea.
Oh. So, who takes the photos of these? Different people?
Yeah. Now, I got Kansas bongos, too. Do you want me to play the bongos?
Oh, here's one I've seen before.
Yeah?
Maxine Quorum, I see him.
Oh, yeah, the Quorum. He's part of the team.
That's the Quorum who lives in a hotel for years.
Right. And he did that out, did the illustrations for a Gallon Post story.
Right. That's Maxine Quorum. You know, for years I didn't realize he would raise that family.
Really?
He used to be on the street sitting for hours in the Zen, in the Buddhist.
Here at the campus bongo. I take music on the street too.
Somebody dropped him over there.
Someone dropped singing to my recorder.
I just brought
a CD to
you got in a booklet
I bought her stuff. I said, thank you very much. I chatted with her now and then. She thinks she'd at least say, oh, thank you very much. I know I'll enjoy reading it. And take it with her. I mean, what the hell's wrong with that woman? She just lost a customer, I'll tell you that. Next time she comes up to me and wants to sell a book, I say, your stuff has gotten stale and useless. It's over, doll.
She's just looking over,
Oh, I've been reading some of my Fabby Barber stuff in front of Kathy Mays Radio.
She looks much older. She looks much older.
Well, that happens. It happens.
No, she was in the 80s. She got interviewed on one of the KPFA programs. And she said that her father was an academic at the university, and her mother was, I think, a professional person. This is a game for her. This is the way of reflecting doing anything else.
She's pretty good without only accompanying of the drums.
Who is it that's actually singing?
Broccoli, homeless lady.
Yeah, well, most of these people they're sign and purchasing their children until they get it.
And we've got another variety. Get ready, get this time we're going to have Cabbage Bongos with
the... So what do you got...
Ooh, this is very nice.
So what do these guys say about wanting to include guys who are here in this thing?
They agree with me, but it's only lip service. They're not going to do it. So I sent a letter to the editor.
So he has two men together.
No. Not a woman. I
believe
that scoured the whole thing.
Oh, it is a woman. Oh, pardon me, so it was a black dragon. Are you saying even though they accept you as a gay, they just can't accept other people who are gay? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
What about this guy? He doesn't look like a heterosexual to me.
He may or may not be. You can't tell. There's no visibility. You can't tell. You can't assume. You have to have someone saying homeless, gay, and proud. Something there so that those people know. Otherwise, we remain invisible.
Well, maybe the people who are gay over there don't want to stand out as gay.
Some don't mind. So the thing is, we're just perpetuating being in the closet. We don't... In other words, the counterculture is all heterosexual. And it isn't.
You know what,
look at Allen Ginsberg. He was gay. There are gay people on the streets and they're getting bashed. And I tried to, change that.
But this one isn't, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I wrote this and sent it to letter to the editor and put it on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck my big fat dick hetero counterculture. Dear editor, as a gay activist and artist living in San Francisco since 1973, I feel compelled at this time to express my disgust towards our liberal and counterculture heterosexual community. Anyone involved in entertainment or the media has a moral and karmic obligation to contribute towards getting rid of gay hatred Yet so many liberal heralds, regardless of the gay sermons, refuse to include the gay issue in the midst of their media.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of street musicians do local gigs all around the Bay Area, as well as on the sidewalks of Berkeley, and they cover issues to respect women, blacks, children, and so on. Yet they do not sing any songs in praise of the gay struggle. And why is that? Most say they have gay friends, yet they still remain silent on helping us out.